Greetings, and welcome to the Get Hiking Southeast podcast. I'm Joe Miller, and I'll be leading this adventure. Why me? Why am I at the front of the pack? Well, for the last decade or so, I've been leading hikes and backpack trips in the Southeast, and for nearly three decades, I've been writing about adventure in the region as a newspaper columnist, guidebook author, and as a blogger. Our focus in the Get Hiking Southeast podcast, telling the stories of the hikers and the trails, especially those lesser-known trails in the southeastern United States. Two things to share with you this week. First, news last week from George Washington and Jefferson National Forests in Virginia reminded us that a lot of folks aren't clear on the difference between a national park and a national forest. For starters, a quick overview shows that the national park system includes 84 million acres, 55 million in Alaska alone, and that those 84 million acres are divvied up among 397 properties. Those properties are quite varied in nature and include 58 national parks, as well as national monuments, national battlefields, military parks, historical parks, historic sites, lakeshores, seashores, recreation areas, scenic rivers, and trails, and, you may be surprised to learn, the White House. The main objective of the National Park Service is to preserve these properties, with a modicum of improvements made primarily to accommodate access. National forests, on the other hand, have a multiple-use mandate, which includes recreation, timbering, grazing, and wildlife management, among others. As Gifford Pinchot, who was the first chief of the National Forest Service, observed, the agency's goal is to manage the land to, quote, provide the greatest amount of good for the greatest amount of people in the long run. What reminded us of this the National Forest Service layered mission was news that the Hanging Rock Day Use Area in Southwest Virginia's Clinch Ranger District was issuing permits for, quote, firewood gatherers. Seems they've had a fair amount of hazardous tree removal in the Hanging Rock Day Use Area, and the area is now littered with downed trees. What's the most effective way to manage this potential fire hazard for the greatest amount of good for the greatest amount of people? To issue permits allowing folks to come in and collect up to 6 cords of firewood. So how much exactly is a cord of wood? Well, according to burlybeaver.com, it's enough to last 6 to 10 weeks in winter when burned as the primary source of heat for a home. The firewood gatherer permits are $20 each and can be had by calling the Clinch Ranger District office at 276-679-8370. That's 276-679-8370. And leaving a message. You must have a permit to cut the Hanging Rock wood. It must be in your possession at the time of cutting, and you must observe safe firewood cutting practices, which include checking the weather, telling someone that you are going to cut the firewood and when you expect to return, bringing emergency supplies, including water and a first aid kit, and watching out for the safety of others in the surrounding area. Making the forest safe from fire while providing a source of fuel. That seems that we all benefit from this practice. Gifford Pinchot would be proud. And number two, the Outdoor Gear Review, if you aren't familiar with it, is a North Carolina-based YouTube channel that reviews gear. Not long ago, the channel's host, Luke, tested and reviewed the Sierra Designs Crescent two-person tent, which Sierra Designs sells exclusively through Target. The Outdoor Gear Review had problems with the Crescent 2, primarily that it leaked like George Costanza entrusted with a secret. Sierra Designs responded to the review by doubling the waterproofing from 600 millimeters to 1200 millimeters on all of their Target tents effective this year. Now first, kudos to Sierra Designs for venturing into a line of products that makes the outdoors more accessible to more people. Backpacking in particular can be a price prohibitive endeavor for a lot of people. Now, I know, you buy the gear once and that's all you need to buy. You're set, at least for a while. Well, for starters, you need to have that spare $100 plus to buy a decent tent, that spare $150 for a backpack that won't break your back under 35 pounds of weight, and, well, you're looking at a minimum of at least $500 to get off the ground with passable equipment. And $500? Well, that's a lot of disposable income for a lot of people. So again, props to Sierra Designs for working to make gear more accessible to more people. But as Luke points out, if this less expensive gear doesn't work, you're basically exposing people to a subpar and possibly dangerous experience that's not going to make them fall in love with the outdoors. Assuming Sierra Designs has made the improvements to its Crescent 2-person dome tent, its $59.99 price tag is a pretty darn good deal. It may be a bit heavy. It's listed at nearly 6.5 pounds. Maybe heavy for backpacking, but you know what? When it comes to backpacking, you expect to pay more for less. And FYI, one of the tents that we use for our Get Backpacking program is the Sierra Designs Clearwing 2, which is one of their newer entry-level backpacking tents. It's a sturdy tent that we've had no complaints with. It's more expensive than the targeted Crescent at $229.95, but it's also a tent that is durable and will last us a while. Anyway, I mentioned the Crescent 2 because it is a way to make backpacking more accessible to more people, and we applaud the Sierra Design's intent. In fact, we're always on the lookout for efforts to let more people experience and benefit from the outdoors, which is why we were encouraged this past week to see that the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, that is, Virginia State Parks, has received a $20,000 grant from the Virginia Outdoors Foundation to take kids from Richmond to 6 Virginia state parks. Specifically, the grant lets these parks host 380 kids from Richmond Parks Recreation and Community Facilities at the 6 Virginia state parks, where they will get a chance to do a variety of recreational activities, including kayaking, archery, swimming, biking, and hiking. They'll also get to do some nature programs designed to grow an appreciation of the outdoors in these impressionable kids. Quote, "Too often, minor barriers to recreational opportunities prevent people from benefiting from all the green spaces have to offer," said Department of Conservation and Recreation Deputy Director of Government and Community Affairs, Nathan Burrell. Quote, "Providing equitable access to safe and inviting open spaces is the first step to fostering the next generation of conservationists. The result of providing that opportunity can be absolutely transformative." Now, that's something that most of us already know. But the program is a great opportunity to help spread the word. Through its Get Outdoors program, the Virginia Outdoors Foundation has $1.9 million available for projects similar to this. They will be accepting proposals for similar grants through August 20th. And that is the news for this week. That's our show for this week. I hope you liked it and that you'll be back. In the meantime, a reminder that the Get Hiking Southeast podcast is a part of the Get Hiking and Get Backpacking universe, where instead of just telling you about great places to go, we take you there. Coming up, we have, in August, we will be exploring the cool waters of the Wilson Creek area of the Pisgah National Forest. This is a base camp backpack trip. We'll hike in a mile Friday afternoon and establish base camp near Huntfish Falls. On Saturday, we'll hike the Lost Cove Trail and spend some time frolicking in the frosty waters of Grag Prong. Sunday, we head over to South Harbor Falls and Harbor Creek for more day hiking and water fun. That trip is August 6th through the 8th. And we've added a twist to this trip in the form of a new program designed to help hikers experience the best of backpacking. Camping in a remote backcountry site, but minus the burden of carrying 35 pounds on your back the entire trip. With our Base Camp Backpack Program, we provide the backpacking gear you likely don't have to get you to base camp. We'll include a link where you can learn more about our Base Camp Backpack Program in our show notes. In September, we head to the Joyce Kilmer Slick Rock and adjoining Citico Creek Wilderness areas of North Carolina and Tennessee, respectively, for a four-day base camp trip. From the Big Fat Gap trailhead, we'll hike in a mile, mile and a half, set up camp, then explore the wild terrain of these joint wilderness areas on day hike. This trip is September 16th through the 19th. We've scheduled 4 intro to backpacking classes in North Carolina and Virginia for fall. We'll have 1-day training sessions at Morrow Mountain State Park, Eno River State Park, Goose Creek State Park, and Merchants Mill Pond State Park. With our North Carolina graduation weekends at South Mountain State Park and our Virginia graduation weekend at a site to be named. Become a backpacker in time for the prime fall backpacking season. You can learn more about these adventures and everything else that we do at getgoingnc.com. Explore with us. If you like what we're doing here at the Get Hiking Southeast podcast, please do leave a review with the podcast vendor from whom you receive this weekly communication. And if you don't like it, or if you have some constructive criticism, or maybe a topic for an upcoming episode, drop us a line at joe@getgoingnc.com. Until we meet again, get out and explore.